The U.S. space agency NASA is putting space shuttle missions on hold until it finds out what caused the shuttle Columbia to break up and burn Saturday, killing all 7 astronauts on board. The decision could cause problems for the International Space Station, a large scientific outpost in permanent Earth orbit. NASA uses shuttles to ferry crews to and from the space station. The space shuttle Atlantis was scheduled to lift off March 1st with a fresh crew and to resupply the International Space Station. Atlantis was also going to bring back 3 astronauts, 2 Americans and a Russian, who've been living aboard the space station and conducting experiments since November. That mission has now been put on hold until NASA officials have a better idea of what went wrong with Columbia. In January 1986, after the space shuttle Challenger blew up moments after liftoff, killing 7 astronauts, NASA imposed a moratorium on shuttle flights that lasted almost 2 years. Joan Johnson, a space expert at the Navy War College in Rhode Island, says this time around, it's unlikely NASA will keep the shuttle grounded for long.
In 1986, it was a different set of circumstances. They did not have the imperative to get a shuttle flying again as quickly, certainly, that the International Space Station gives them. But clearly, NASA will not fly if they have any doubt whatsoever about the safety of the vehicle.
16 countries are partners in the International Space Station, which first went into orbit in 1998, but is still under construction. When completed, the space station will measure 110 meters from end to end and weigh more than 408,000 kilograms. Many experts, including aerospace specialist Marcia Smith of the U.S. Congressional Research Service, are concerned construction of the space station will be compromised. But Ms. Smith says it's likely Russia will be able to fill the gap in the short term.
One of the advantages of Russia joining the space station partnership in 1993 was that they can also take crews and cargo to the space station instead of just space shuttles. But their spacecraft for taking cargo up to the space station is much smaller than the shuttle. So there would be issues about how much cargo could go up, and their spacecraft cannot bring anything back. And one of the advantages of the shuttle is it can bring stuff back as well.
In terms of the immediate future, the International Space Station's 3 astronauts have enough supplies to last them until June. And if necessary, they could return to Earth aboard a Russian Soyuz escape vehicle attached to the station. Jessica Berman, VOA News, Washington.